奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考我们的基本信仰。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study on our basic beliefs.
我们今天下午要来谈谈圣灵所建设的真教会。
And this afternoon, we'd like to use the topic true church that is established by the Holy Spirit as mutual encouragement.
这是我们基本信仰的第三条。
And this is the third article of faith.
如果你有赞美诗翻开。我们信仰的基本赞美诗里面的基本信仰。
And if you can turn to the back of your hymn book, it has the articles of faith for our church.
中文是在前面，英文在后面。
And for the English hymn book, it's on page 628.
这里说，我们相信真耶稣教会是耶稣基督借着完理圣灵所设立的。
The true Jesus Church is established by our Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit through the time of the latter rain.
要为要复兴使徒时代的真教会
is the restored true church of the apostolic time.
所以他这里一开头就说本教会是主耶稣基督借着完理圣灵所设立的。
And in the beginning here says that our church is established by the Holy Spirit during the time of the latter rain.
他说明这个教会的来源。
And it told us the where church came from.
是主耶稣基督。
It's from Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
是借着圣灵建立起来。
And it's established through the Holy Spirit.
它的目的。
And the purpose.
就是要复兴使徒时代的教会。
Is to restore the true church of the apostolic time.
所以今天我们的这个教会本身，我们立了一个名字叫做真耶稣教会。
So the church, the church that we name our church, the True Jesus Church.
我们的教会带着耶稣基督这个名字。
And our church has the name of Jesus Christ.
这个教会的名字已经标榜出我们所敬拜的就是独一的真神。
And this, the name of the church tells us that who we believe.
那我们对我们自己的定位很清楚，我们是为了要复兴使徒时代的教会。
And our church established to restore the true church of the apostolic time.
所以我们今天下午这段第一节的时间呢，来谈谈我们今天教会是借着是主耶稣基督借完理圣灵所设立。
So this afternoon we would like to use the topic that the Holy Spirit is established, the church is established by the Holy Spirit in the time of latter rain.
我们教会的一个很重要的使命就是要去更正目前这个教会的这些错误。
And one of the main purpose of our church today is to correct the wrong teachings of other churches.
让记载在圣经里面这些使徒时代那个纯正的信仰能够再一次的被接受，能够被传扬。
And we want to restore the true church of apostolic times so other churches can accept our truth.
那所以今天这个有关于圣灵的部分呢，看起来我们从基本信仰看起来，这个教会的设立跟圣灵是有关系的。
So, in regard to the Holy Spirit, the establishment of the church has to do with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神的应许。
And the Holy Spirit is the promise of God.
我们在读耶利米书的时候，
And when we read the book of Jeremiah,
我们读到第五章啊。
If we read chapter 5,
我们现在看耶利米书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 5.
耶利米书第五章
Jeremiah chapter
5看第二十四节
Please read verse 24 Jeremiah 5 verse 24 They do not say in their hearts Let us now fear the Lord our God Who gives rain Both the former and the latter in his season He reserves for us The appointed weeks of the harvest
这里是当时候神在说百姓呢他们不知道神的法则，不敬畏神。
And at that time, the Israelites no longer obey God's commands.
他们心里面存着一个背叛忤逆的心。
They have a rebellious heart.
他们不敬畏神。
They do not fear God.
但是这个事情是他们早就知道的。
But they already knew this.
第二十节说，我们应当敬畏主我们的神。
So in verse 24 it says, "Let us now fear the Lord our God."
他按时。是雨就是秋雨春雨、啊、
Who gives rain both the former and the latter
那又为我们定收割的节令永存不废
He reserved for us the appointed weeks of the harvest
你这个他在讲这个土地生长五谷菜蔬他最关键的那个因素就是降雨的问题
And the most important resource for a crop to grow is the rain
那这个节期的这个节令什么时候要冷什么时候要热啊？这个基本上是神所定下来的规律。
And the time of the weeks, whether it rains or not, is appointed by God.
所以一般我们靠土地在生活的人啊，我们都一般都很敬畏这个天地的神。
And those who farms, they fear the Lord.
因为没有神按时施雨，人就没有收成。
So without rain, they cannot have harvest.
那在这个地方，在耶利米书，他提出神他的恩典。
And here recorded God's blessing.
在圣经里面很多地方都特别提到这个秋雨跟春雨这样一个描述。
And many places it talked about former and latter rain.
那在生命记里面也提到，其实神如果神人人如果愿意遵行神的吩咐啊。他说神就会按时赐下春雨秋雨。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, God said that if a man would obey his commands, then in due time he would give former and latter rain.
这个雨代表是神的祝福。
And rain represents the blessing of God.
神喜悦人听从他的话，遵行他的道。
And God wishes that everyone listens to his words and his commands.
那在圣经里面，旧约圣经，他特别用这个秋雨来预表圣灵的降临。
And in the Bible, it uses former and latter rain to describe the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以其实神他给圣灵这个应许，在旧约时代就已经在有看到的工作，也看到他的预言。
And when the Bible described the coming of the Holy Spirit, it already described it in the Old Testament.
等到主耶稣基督来到人间传福音以后。
And after Jesus came to this world to preach the gospel,
主耶稣他多次提到有关于圣灵的这个教导。
And many times Jesus mentioned the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
他也特别跟他的门徒一直应许他回到天上去以后，他要把圣灵降下来。
And many times he promised the apostle that after he ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit would come down.
那门徒如果领受圣灵之后会有什么现象？
And when the apostles received the Holy Spirit, what would it look like?
好，我们现在看《使徒行传》第一章。
Now let's turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
The Book of Acts, chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
这里说圣灵降临的时候，降在你们身上，你们就得到能力了。
When the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will receive power.
那得到能力之后，就开始去做见证。
And after you receive the power, you should be witnesses.
那这是主耶稣要升天前特别跟他的门徒叮咛吩咐的。
And this is something that Jesus said to the apostles before he ascended to heaven.
等到使徒行传第二章过了几天以后，他的这个主耶稣所讲的话就实现了。
And in chapter 2, after a few days, what Jesus said was fulfilled.
在五旬节那一天，门徒聚在一起的时候，他们祷告，这个圣灵就降临了。
And on the day of Pentecost, when the apostles gathered together and prayed, the Holy Spirit descended.
第四节特别都说，就说他们都被圣灵充满了。
In verse 4 says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
按着圣灵所赐的口才，就说起别国的话来。
And began to speak with other tongues.
那这个圣灵降在他们身上，这个现象是很明显，大家都看得到。
And when the Holy Spirit descended on them, it's very evident. Everybody could see it.
然后他们就浸在这个圣灵里面。
And they were filled in the Holy Spirit.
他们就开始讲起不同的话。
And they speak other tongues.
那当时候这个响声一下来，很多人都聚集在一起，觉得很惊奇。
So when people hear this sound, they were amazed and they gathered together.
那有人听到他们在讲说神的作为。
And many people heard the works of God.
就是说他们这个讲起奇异的声音，在讲说神的大作为了。
And when they hear other tongue, they hear the works of God.
但是有些人听不懂，他们就说这些人是喝醉酒。
But many other people could not understand, and they said they were drunk.
第十四节。
That's in recording verse 14.
这个时候，彼得跟十一个使徒们站起来。
And at this time, Peter and other apostles stood up.
他们就跟他们解释这个圣灵是怎么一回事。
And they explained what they were doing.
第十五节。
In verse 15.
你们想这些人是醉了吗？其实不是醉了。
Are they drunk? No, they're not.
Because it's only
9 a.m.
第十六节
，in verse 16，
这正是先知耶尔所说的。
And this is what was spoken by prophet Joel.
在末后的日子，我要把我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
你们儿女要说预言，少年人见异象，老年人做异梦。
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision, and old men shall dream dreams.
那这一个现象就是当初这个同住的圣灵初降下来的时候的情景。
And this is what happened when the Holy Spirit initially descended.
那个使徒啊，他们的感受就是神借着先知在旧约时代所预言这个圣灵浇灌的那个应许实现了。
And to the apostles, they see the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit that was promised in the Old Testament.
那使徒时代那个时候他们所经历的就是旧约圣经里面所预言的这个秋雨的圣灵，就是早雨的圣灵。
And this is what it was described as the latter, the former rain in the Old Testament.
那这个秋雨的圣灵就是为了要撒种的。
And the former rain is for sowing.
就是说，像他们当时候在巴勒斯坦那个地，他们秋天的时候会下雨。
And in the area of Palestine during the fall season, they would have rain.
秋天下雨之后就是要撒种。
And when that happens, you have to sow the seeds.
那个这个种子就在土地里面过冬。
And then the seed would go through a winter time inside the soil, and it will grow.
那等到春天来了以后
，And when spring comes,
要收割以前
，before they harvest,
一定还会降下春雨。
And there will be a latter rain.
那这个春雨叫做晚雨的圣灵。
And this is the latter rain or the later rain.
这个春雨叫做晚雨，就是要收割的。
And this is the time of harvest.
那这个圣经在旧约圣经里面，他把这个圣灵降临，用这个秋雨跟春雨这个两个阶段来预告。
And in the Old Testament, it described Holy Spirit as a former and latter rain.
那所以就看到说，这个神的道理降临下来之后，现在一定要有圣灵来滋润人的心，让这个神的道理的种子能够在人的心里面发芽，然后成长结实。
And when the Holy Spirit descended in the Old Testament, it uses
要有这个圣灵。
It uses the Holy Spirit.
所以你看主耶稣基督他来传福音的时候，他就特别讲那个撒种的比喻。
And when Jesus comes, he talked about the parable of the sower.
这个天国的这个福音，神的道理就像这个种子。
The gospel is like the seed.
这个种子要撒在人的心里。
And they will place the seed inside the heart of man.
这个种子进入人的心里，要怎么样这个种子才会发芽，才会成长起来呢？
And when the seed goes inside the heart of man, how does it germinate?
它一定要有圣灵的工作。
It must have the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以要圣灵的浇灌。
You must have the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
就像这个雨滋润人的心。
Just like the rain that nourishes the heart.
人听到这个道理才会明白。
And when people hear the word of God, they will understand.
这个道理才会生根，然后才会成长。
The word of God will take root and grow.
所以你看这个使徒时代他们当时候所领受的圣灵就叫做早雨的圣灵。
And in the book of Acts, what they received was the former rain.
那当时候这个神的教会就这样子建立起来了。
And this is how the church of God was established.
领受圣灵的人他们心里就火热。
And those who received the Holy Spirit, their heart is on fire.
我们从圣经看到那个当时候使徒他们都很勇敢，很有胆量去传福音的。
And the apostles were very bold in preaching the gospel.
他们不怕逼迫。
They were not afraid of the persecution.
虽然患难等着他们还是勇往直前。
When persecution comes, they boldly walk forward.
那个圣灵就像一个很好的这个老师，在帮助他们克服所有的困难。
And the Holy Spirit is like their leader, their teacher, guiding them, comforting them.
所以我们才从新约圣经看到这个教会就到处从耶路撒冷开始就往外一直扩张。
So we can see that the churches start spreading out from Jerusalem.
那这个教会建立的同时，就是神的名得荣耀，就是这个福音真的去改变，去吸引这些凡属神的人了。
And when the church established, the name of God was glorified, and it would attract the people.
但是这样一个教会的建立，这个纯正的道理，渐渐到了使徒的末期，就开始有点变化了。
And at the end of apostolic time, this gospel has been changed.
使徒行传里面所记载第二章，这个大概是在公元 公元三十四年左右了。
And when the book of Acts chapter 2 was recorded, it is recorded around 33 AD.
那这个时候教会建立就开始哇，那个各地方都有这个教会，都是同一个教会的了。
And church was established everywhere.
那等到使徒约翰在写约翰一书的时候
，And when John wrote First John，
那这个时候就是第一世纪末期，就是大概公元九十几年了。
And it's end of first century. It's around 90 some AD.
那个才大概经过六十年左右而已。
So it's been about 60 years.
那时候这个有关于圣灵的工作就开始有点不一样了。
And the work Holy Spirit has been changed.
我们现在看一下约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of First John, chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章
First John chapter 4
第一节
Verse 1 Chapter 4 verse 1 Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into this world.
第二节
Verse 2 By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in flesh is of God.
第三节
Verse 3 And every spirit that does not confess that JesusChrist has come in flesh, is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world.
好，你看这个时候，使徒特别提醒信徒，他说，一切的灵你们不可以都信，要试验哪些灵是出于神的不是。
And the apostle reminded the believers that do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits.
因为当时已经有好多假先知出来迷惑信徒了。
Because there were many false prophets that has come out to deceive the members.
看起来当时有些灵是不认耶稣是基督，是成肉神神道成肉身来。
And it seems like at that time, not every spirit confesses that Jesus has come.To this world in flesh.
如果这个灵本身是不认耶稣的，他都这个就是敌基督者的灵。
If this spirit does not confess Jesus Christ, then this spirit is antichrist.
所以你就要仔细的去分辨。
But you must discern this carefully.
我们就看到说，你看当时候一开始教会建立那个圣灵降临的时候，大家领受圣灵都被圣灵充满，很单纯啊，大家都很喜乐啊。
When Holy Spirit first descended, everyone received the Holy Spirit, and everybody was in with.Receive with joy.
但是到了后期之后，就开始要小心了。
But at the end of the apostolic time, it was telling people to be careful.
才经过了60年左右。
And only around 60 years has passed.
其实之前就已经开始有很多迷惑的事情发生。
But before this, many of this deceitfulness has come.
也就是说，在教会里面，这个圣灵的祷告跟有圣灵没有圣灵这个事情，好像就开始混淆了。
So sometimes it's somewhat ambiguous between somebody who has received the Holy Spirit and somebody who have not.
现在就开始要用这个灵认不认耶稣是基督是道成肉身的救主来做判断。
So you have to test the Spirit, and the way to test it is.Whether the Spirit confessed Jesus Christ has come to this world as flesh.
然后从教会早期的文献里面看来
，and from the early apostolic recordings.
到了公元156年左右
，around 150 AD.
那个时候，其实大部分的教会的信徒就已经没有圣灵，没有圣灵领受圣灵这个体验了。
And at that time, most of the members do not have the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以当时候才有一个人起来大声的宣告说：“哇，这个圣灵降临了。”我们每个人都要领受圣灵。
Then someone who came up and proclaimed that everyone needs to receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，这个圣灵降临的时候，这个就是主耶稣基督要再来了，要基督再临，我们要通通被提上升，然后改变成为灵体。
And when the Holy Spirit descends, that is the second coming of Jesus Christ, and all we will be transformed into spirits.
世界末日要到了。
And this is the end of the world.
那个时候才第二世纪，公元150几年而已。
And at that time, it was around 150 AD.
我们就看到当时候整个教会的那个实况，就是渐渐的信徒对领受圣灵这件事情没有体验的。
So at that time, we can see that the people no longer have experience of receiving the Holy Spirit.
那从这个时候开始，教会就开始真的渐渐俗化了。
And at that time, the church began to secularize.
因为我们从使徒行传看起来，这个圣灵是引导教会的主要力量。
And we can see from the book of Acts that Holy Spirit is the main guiding force of church.
教会没有圣灵在引导的时候，很自然的就是人的想法就开始 出头了。
And if the Holy Spirit is not guiding the church, then the members will be sacrificed.
那这个人就开始用人的想法去做这件事情或做那件事的。
Then members would use their own idea to do this and that.
然后在教会里面就开始强调这个人的地位、权力的。
Then the church would begin to emphasize the authority and also status of human being.
所以我们就看到，早期的文献在描述当时候教会。跟圣经里面所记载的原始的教会差很远的。
So we can see from the early recording that at that time the church has slowly changed to one that is very different from the beginning.
那我们现在在这个二十一世纪这个时代的这个时候了哈。
And now we're in the 21st century.
我们在两千多年之后，我们现在也可以感受到圣经所记载这个得圣灵那时候的情景了。
And 2,000 years later, we can experience the downpouring of the Holy Spirit like that time.
那这样一个现象，其实早在《使徒行传》第二章就已经有讲了。
And this scenario has been described in the Book of Acts, chapter 2 already.
我们现在再继续看第二章的第十八节。
Now let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 18.
第二章十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 18. And on my manservants and on my maidservants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days.And they shall prophesy.
继续
Verse 19. I will show wonders in heaven above, and sign in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke.
二十节
The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
好，你从十八节到第二十一节，我们看这一段的描述哈。
So if we look at from verses 18 to 21,
他说在那些日子，我要把我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女们，他们就要说预言了。
I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy.
他们说预言就是他们在讲道理了。
When they prophesy, it means that they're giving a sermon.
他说在天上我要显出奇事。
And I will show wonders in heaven above.
在地下我要显出神迹来。
And signs in the earth beneath.
有血有火有烟雾日头变黑月亮变成血这些其实都是在主耶稣再临之前会有的现象
Blood and fire and vapor of smoke The sun shall turn into darkness Noon into blood This will happen before Jesus comes again
这个就是末日的情景在启示录里面所预告的耶稣再临前的景象
And this is what the Bible describes What will happen before Jesus comes
第十八节这里在写的这一段现象，在当时候使徒时代得圣灵的时候，并没有发生啊。
And what is described in verse 18, it did not happen at the time of the apostles.
你看，当使徒得圣灵的时候，月亮没有，日头没有变黑啊。
When the apostles first received the Holy Spirit, the sun did not turn into darkness.
当时候他们被圣灵充满，他们很喜乐，他们很勇敢地传福音呢。
At that time, when they first received the Holy Spirit, they were brave to preach the gospel.
但是你看第十九节、二十节，他现在接下去说，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。
And it says that this will come before the coming of the great and notable day of the Lord.
到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
这一段圣经就在预告耶稣再来前，这个晚雨圣灵，就是春雨的圣灵降临的时候。会有景象
And this is prophesying what will happen when Jesus comes again or when the latter rain comes.
这个就是收要来准备要来收割的这个圣灵的工作
And this is the time of harvest.
就是今天主耶稣再来以前一定要再一次的把圣灵浇灌凡属他的人让他们能够来求告主的名最后能够可以被收割进入神的国度里面去
So when Jesus comes again, people will call on his name and people will come to him and he will harvest.
所以现在这个时候我们说愿意还求告主名的就是会相信主耶稣的会遵照他所吩咐的去行的就一定要得救要走进这个得救的门走上这条得救的路
And whoever calls out the name of the Lord shall come through his door of salvation and be saved.
好所以你看这个当时候彼得在讲道理的时候其实都已经讲到两个时期了
And when Peter was giving his sermon, he talked about two stages.
今天这个耶稣再临前的这个教会就是末世要兴起的真教会。
And he talked about that when Jesus comes again, he will establish a church which is the true church.
今天教会的设立是靠圣灵的。
And the establishment of the church has everything to do with the Holy Spirit.
你看神他早在旧约时代就预告耶稣基督来到。
And in the Old Testament, he already prophesied his coming.
他也预告主耶稣基督要做什么事。
And he already prophesied what Jesus Christ will do.
他要来完成救恩呢。
He will complete his salvation plan.
他要来建立他的国度，他的教会。
He will establish his kingdom, his church.
现在这个教会的建立要靠圣灵。
And the establishment of the church rely solely on the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在读属灵经段的时候，我们看到这个就是圣灵的工作的记录。
And so this, in the book of Acts, we can see the recording of receiving the Holy Spirit.
真的都是圣灵在感动他的工人，然后圣灵在引导这些工人所到的地方去传福音。每一件事情都是圣灵的工作。
And Holy Spirit is guiding the workers in preaching the gospel. Everything they do is guided by the Holy Spirit.
那也就是圣灵在差遣，圣灵在引导，圣灵在帮助。
And Holy Spirit is making the is calling people and also guiding.
那教会有圣灵以后，才真的建立起来了。
And after the church received the Holy Spirit, then it is established.
因为使徒行传第二章，就我们就看到那个圣灵一降下来之后，本来120个人，现在一下子就变成3000个了。
And after the Holy Spirit descended in the church, they used to have 120 people. All of a sudden, it became 3,000.
那这3000个要受洗的人是要经过洗礼。
And those 3,000 people
要信的人要经过洗礼。
They believe and they must go through baptism.
那他们这个洗礼是要有权要去执行洗礼，要有权柄。
And the person who's giving the baptism has to have the authority.
所以当时候主耶稣在传福音的时候，其实已经预告要给教会有这个赦罪流罪的权柄。
So when Jesus was still preaching, he prophesied that he will give the authority of remission of sin to the church.
好，所以我们现在看约翰福音第二十章。
Now let's turn to the book of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章，主耶稣复活之后。
And after Jesus resurrected,
他跟门徒显现。
He appeared to the apostles.
我们看第二十一节、二十二节，从二十一节到二十三节。
From verses 21 through 23. Verse 21. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you." 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
这里谈到主耶稣差遣门徒。
And here is that God, Jesus sent his disciples.
他向他们吹一口气，这是一个代表动作。
He breathed on them as a act of symbolism.
他说：“你们受圣灵。”
And he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
这是个应许。
This is a promise.
他说：“你们受圣灵之后，他说你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。”
And after you receive the Holy Spirit, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven.
留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下来了。
If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
所以这个赦罪或者是留罪的这个动作，就是在洗礼的时候执行的。
So the forgiveness or the retaining of the sin, it happens on during baptism.
主耶稣差遣他的门徒。
And Jesus Christ sent his apostles.
然后按照他的应许，圣灵降下来，让他们被圣灵充满。
And through his promise, the Holy Spirit descended, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降下来，他们就得到能力。
When they received the Holy Spirit, they received power.
这个能力就是他们这样很勇敢的去传福音。
And they manifest his power by boldly preaching the word of God.
这个能力就是他们对旧约圣经的了解。
And this power is their understanding of the Old Testament.
所以彼得他一站起来，他就把约珥先知他所讲的那个预言马上把它连在一起的。
So when Peter stood up to speak, he used the word in the by prophet Joel.
他就开始预言耶稣再来之前会有的现象。
And he prophesied what will happen when Jesus comes again.
其实当时候彼得已经无形当中在讲到我们现在这个时候应该有的现象了。
And Peter unknowingly he talked about the situation today.
所以他得到能力去了解这个神的计划。
He received the power to understand the plan of God.
然后他得到能力，你看之后就是接下去执行主耶稣所托付的赦罪流罪的这个权柄。
And after he received the power, he exercised the power to forgive and also retain sins.
所以使徒行传第二章那三千个听到他的道理会扎心的人就接受洗礼。
So the 3,000 people who heard Peter's sermon, they were pricked in their heart and they wanted to be baptized.
信而受洗的他就得救，他当时候罪就被赦免。
Those who believe and baptize, their sins were forgiven.
教会就成立起来。
And the church established.
那就这个教会就成为耶稣基督的身体。
And the church became the body of Christ.
这个叫做神的殿。
This is the temple of God.
那这个地方叫做神居住的所在。
And this is where God dwells.
好，所以那个我们就看到使徒行传里面所建设那个教会。
And so we can see the church that was established in the book of Acts.
那个教会里面充满能力。
And this church was filled with power.
教会里面充满了神的话语。
It's filled with the words of God.
教会里面充满了爱心。
It is filled with the love.
因为使徒行传是一个模范教会的模型啊。
And the book of Acts, the church there is a model church.
所以你看在使徒他们所领受的这个道理里面，他一直在强调说，教会一定要充满神的灵。
And the message that the apostle received is that the church must have the spirit of God.
我们现在看以弗所书第一章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第二十三节。
Verse 23. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是他的身体，他说是那充满万有主所充满的。
Church is his body, it's the fullness of him who fills all in all.
就是这个充满万有者就是这个神。
Those who fills all in all is the God.
那这个身体就是有神的这个灵同在。
And this body has the spirit of God.
是被圣灵充满的。
It is one that is filled by Him.
所以今天神的这个教会。
Now the church of God today.
它那个能力的来源是从圣灵来的，因为神充满在当中。
The power came from God.
那有神的。神的灵，神的能力充满，就一定看到神的作为，就是有神迹。
And if it has the power and the spirit of God, then you will see signs and wonders.
那这里面你就看到神所彰显出神的教会彰显出神的性情，就是充满了神的爱。
Then the church will manifest the love of God.
哦，所以你看那个教会它里面呢，一定要圣洁。
So inside the church, it must be pure.
因为这个既然是神的身体，教会如果是神的身体
，and if the church is the body of Christ，
那基督的身体一定是要圣洁的。
Then of course the body of Christ is holy。
罪人在这义人的会中是站立不住的。
And those the sinner cannot stand in the place of righteousness。
哦，所以我们就看到那个使徒的教会，那些说谎话的，想要欺骗人、欺骗神那对夫妻啊，就当场死在。使徒脚前。
So in the Acts, in the book of Acts, you recorded that inside the church, this couple they lie to the spirit, so they die immediately in the church.
哦，所以使徒行第五章记载那个亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉他们这一对夫妻。
And in chapter 5 of Acts, you recorded the couple Ananias.
哦，他们欺骗神呢。
They lie to the Holy Spirit.
他们想要得到一个好名声。
They want to have names.
同时，他们又想要为自己保留一些他们所想要的。
They want to receive or retain what they have.
他们又要想要说，哇，我们是很热心的奉献所有的。
And they want to be the one that shows that they're fervent and they give everything.
但最后他们欺骗了神。
But at the end, they lied to God.
他们听到使徒的讲话就倒地，就断气，就死了。
So after they hear the sermon, they fell down and died.
就看到那个神的这个教会里面哦，真的充满能力。
So we can see the church of God is filled with power.
哦，所以这个就是当时候。使徒教会建立的时候，他那个雏形啊，那个模型啊。
And so this is the model when the church was first established.
教会是靠圣灵在掌权。
And the Holy Spirit reigned inside the church.
那今天在这个现在已经二十一世纪了。
So now we're in the 21st century.
我们现在等候耶稣再临的时间已经比过去任何一个时期都更近了。
And now we're closer than any other time to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督要再临以前
，before Jesus comes again，
他一定要再一次的把他的那个这个真教会把它复兴建立起来。
And he will restore the true church again.
哦，那所以我们从这个圣经里面，真的我们看到一个真教会它所具备的特质，从圣经新约圣经里面看到这么美好的一个模型哦。
So in the Bible, we can see the special characteristic of a church.
它是有。圣灵同在是圣灵建立的
，and it is established and has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
它是里面有神的能力，所以有神迹奇事充满
，and it has the power of God. It has signs and wonders.
它所传的都是全备的道理
，and whatever it preaches has a complete gospel.
所以你看这里，我们现在看一节圣经，看哥罗西书第一章
，Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
这个教会一定要讲神的话语。
Church must preach the word of God.
要把人能够完完全全的带到主耶稣面前的。
So it will bring the people to God completely.
我们看到第一章二十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 25.
第一章二十五节。哥罗西书第一章二十五节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God.Which was given to me for you to fulfill the words of God.
第二十六节
Verse 26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
这个就是教会应该要有的任务
This is the mission of the church.
要把神的道理传得全备
And you must preach the gospel of God.
要把这个历代历世历代所隐藏这个奥秘，把它显明出来。
And he has to reveal the mystery that is has been hidden from age to age.
所以这个神的真教会，它是一定要去彰显神的奥秘呢。
So this true church must reveal the mystery of God.
让人可以看到真理。
So people can see the truth.
所以教会是真理的柱石和根基。
So church is the foundation and the pillar of the truth.
我们看。提摩太前书第三章
First Timothy chapter
3提摩太前书三章十五节
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 But if I am delayed I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God which is the church of the living God the pillar and ground of the truth
所以这里特别提醒大家说这个神的家教会是永生神的家它是要凸显出神的真理，他是要为真理做见证的。
And this is the house of God, of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
那这个教会的主人是神本身。
And the master of this house is God Himself.
这个教会是按以基督耶稣为房角石所建立，所以主耶稣基督是最基础，就是绝对不能够动摇的根基。
And Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of this house.
我们今天都是因着耶稣基督来进入这个教会里的。
And through Jesus Christ, we have entered into this house of God.
我们成为这个身体，这个基督身体里面一份子。
And we become a part of this house of God.
我们也是共同为真理来做见证的。
And we witness for this truth.
所以教会本身就是要去讲神的话。
So church has to preach the word of God.
那神的话就在圣经里啊。
And the word of God is the Bible.
所以今天早上我们提到，我们要相信圣经，新旧约圣经里面有关于救恩这些所有的事情。
So this morning we talked about we have to believe completely the Old and New Testament, and to believe that is the salvation plan of God.
所以真教会它一定是要有圣灵充满。
So true church must have the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
它要有神迹奇事随着。
It must have miracles and wonders.
然后它一定是要去传讲真理的。
And it must preach the truth.
那这当中我们就看到这个叫做神的爱，神具体的在人间与我们同住。
Then we can see the love of God and the abidance of God with us.
今天我们所信的教会其实是担负这样的一个使命，我们愿意把它复兴。圣经里面所记载的原始的教会。
And this is the mission of the church, which is to restore the true church of the apostolic time.
那我们今天在真耶稣教会信主，有时候我们会看到，我们其实是蛮特殊的一群人的。
So when we believe, when we are here in the true church, we are actually a very special group of people.
我们现在所经历的事情
，What we experience today,
基本上都是使徒那个时候他们的信徒所经历过的。
Basically, is exactly what the apostles witness at that time.
因为这个使徒那当时所建立那个教会，因为时间，因为各种因素，好像消失不见了一样，倒塌了。
And at that time, through many other reasons, that the church at that time deteriorated.
但是神的计划就是要在末后的日子重新把它建立起来的。
God's plan is that at the end time He will restore that church.
这个预言在阿摩斯书里面这样写。
And this is prophesied in the book of Amos.
我们看阿摩斯书第九章。
Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书第九章。
Amos chapter 9.
俄西阿书、耶尔书，接下来就是阿摩斯书第九章第十一节。
And this book of this book after Joel, Amos chapter 9 verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11. On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and build it as the day of old.
这里说到那日，就是那个末日的时候，我要建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，这是神自己说的。
And this is the word of God. On that day, or the end day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David.
要堵住其中的破口。
To repair its damages.
表示在这个，你看当时候这个神所建立的这个他的帐幕，有很多地方坏掉了。
And at that time, the tabernacle of David has many damages.
现在神说，我要把它破口堵住。
And now God will repair them.
把那个破坏的重新建立起来。
And repair the damages and raise up its ruins.
他说要重新修造，像古时一样。
And rebuild it as in the days of old.
这个就是圣经在预告使徒时代那个时候教会，现在好像已经倒塌、消失不见一样。
And this is the Bible prophesying that the apostolic church is ruined.
有很多很多破口。
And there are many damages.
现在圣灵要重新把它建立起来。
And the Holy Spirit will rebuild it.
要重新修造。像古时一样
and rebuild it as in the days of old.
这是我们今天教会的一个使命
and this is the mission of our church today.
也是我们的目标
it's our goal.
要让众人他们来到我们的这个教会的时候
when everyone comes to our church,
他能够看到使徒时代教会重现在我们眼前
and they can see the restoration of the true church of the apostolic time.
因为我们要经历我们所领受的圣灵是一样的
And we will experience that the Holy Spirit we receive today is the same.
我们现在所听到的道理是一样的。
What we hear is the same.
我们现在所经历的圣灵能力是一样的。
And the power we receive is the same.
我们教会里面所持守的圣洁是一样的。
And the purity we uphold in the church is the same.
在教会里面跟众人所经历的众信徒的爱心是一样的。
And the love we experience in the church is the same.
所以这个就是这个倒塌的帐幕重新被修造，像古时一样。
And this is how a building that is ruined is rebuilt as the days of old. This is our goal.
这就是当我们都能够装饰整齐，都重新把它建造完美以后，就是耶稣再临的时候。
Then when we're equipped and we rebuild this temple, then it's the second coming of Jesus Christ.
这是你看我们今天教会所相信的道理。
And this is what we believe in our church today.
在这个道理底下。
And under this principle,
有许多的问题会出现的。
And there are many things, many problems that will happen.
我们先休息一下，等一下再继续。
And let's take a break, and we'll continue.
再来谈谈我们的教会这样的教会跟我们的救恩有没有直接的关系
？And we'll discuss how this church will have anything to do with our salvation.
我们先休息五分钟。
Let's take a 5-minute break.
低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.